Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Bigard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Thursday, June 25th. And we will start with our news and notes. As always, a couple lineup things here. Bobby Witt Jr. and Luis Arraez are still out from their various injuries. This is the sixth straight game that Witt has missed. So we'll see if he rejoins, but he's still doing pregame warmups and everything. Not like the Royals have very much to play for, but he is still out. Zach Gelof went to the 10-day IL with a left hand contusion. This was from a previously sustained injury. And Marcus Semien, 10-day IL with a left hip flexor strain, also from a previous game. A couple rehab starts here. Emilio Pagan, rehab assignment. Lance McCullers Jr. has yet another rehab assignment. How long will he last up this time? And Max Scherzer has a bullpen session, so the great Mad Max is set to return for the Blue Jays sometime in the relatively near future. And a handful of activations here in the transactions. Max Kepler has been activated. He has served out his 81-game suspension, and he will be returning to the Diamondbacks roster shortly. Corey Seager has been activated from the 10-day IL, and Max Meyer has been activated from the bereavement list. And lastly, the trade officially made, David Peterson traded to the Cubs for Cole Mathis. So that's the news and notes. Nothing too major for now. We're going to get into major news and notes territory over the next month or so, but still the calm before the storm. Now we move on to our notable performances with our hitters. And there's only one name I could possibly say for my hitter of the day. It's a three home run day for Junior Caminero, as the entire Rays lineup goes ballistic on Royals pitching. Caminero, three long bombs, 3 for 5. Caminero, a phenomenal day at the plate. Very rare you see a three homer day. And for Matt Heckman, it's all your fault. Jonathan Ryan goes 3 for 5. Jose Caballero goes 2 for 4 with a home run and a stolen base. Caleb Durbin goes 2 for 3 with a home run and a walk, continuing a strong streak for him. Jared Young goes and gets a pinch hit home run and a walk to boot in his two plate appearances in the Mets game today. Pete Crow Armstrong goes 2 for 5. Kazuma Okamoto goes 2 for 4 with a home run. Jock Peterson continuing a nice bounce back year, 2 for 3 with a 2 walks and a home run. Wyatt Langford, since coming back, he's been pretty dang solid. 1 for 5 with a home run. Dylan Cruz, 3 for 4. Bryce Harper, 2 for 3, a home run and 2 walks. Brandon Marsh, 2 for 4 with a home run, walk, and a stolen base. Nice to see a guy doing the work in all different fields of production there. Dylan Dingor goes 1 for 3 with a home run and a walk. Riley Green, 2 for 4 day. Willie Adames goes 1 for 3 with a home run and a walk. I have no idea if Willie Adames is good or not, but he gets home runs. It's his 14th of the year. Tyler Soderstrom goes 2 for 4, continuing to reestablish himself after a really rough first 30-odd games of the year. Henry Bolt goes 3 for 5, and Aliko Williams goes 2 for 4. He has been really solid. Finally, Brandon Lau, maybe the best second baseman in baseball right now, 2 for 4 with a home run for the Pirates. If you want to know more about all these hitters and then some, it's a Thursday recap. Not many games on Thursdays, 8 games. The Cardinals and the Cardinals game is postponed. But check out the Daily Batters Box article if you want to know about all these hitters and then some. I'm going to take a short break and I'll come back with you with the starting pitcher report, the reliever report, and my preview of today's games. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We now move on to our starting pitcher report, where I go over the most notable performances from yesterday's game, starting with my pitcher of the day. That's Ian Seymour. Technically not a start, but I'm stretching the rules because he went 6 2/3 innings, no earned runs, no hits, 7 Ks, just the 1 walk on 90 pitches. This is effectively a start, even if they used an opener. 12 whiffs, 31 CSW percent was really solid. Ian Seymour, B+ PLV grade, and seemed to match the tape, so really excellent. More on this game in just a second. Cam Schlittler went 5 scoreless frames. Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. 5 innings with no earned runs. 4 runs were allowed, but not earned. 5 on 5 hits, including a home run. 9 Ks, 2 walks, and 92 pitches. It's an unfortunate start, but it won't damage your or his ERA. 16 whiffs, 29 CSW. The velo was notably up a tick today. Matthew Boyd went 4 2/3 with no earned runs, 4 hits, 4 Ks, and also 4 walks. Wild performance here, 76 pitches, 14 whiffs, though, yet just 26 CSW percent really could not get many called strikes. FPLV grade as a result of fairly middling stuff in worse locations. I think that's a bit harsh, but I didn't make the models. Weird start for Boyd, although nice to see him put up a zero in the runs column. Freddy Peralta went 5 2/3 innings, zero earned runs, 5 hits, 5 Ks, 1 walk on 98 pitches. 8 whiffs, 19 CSW percent. Not an incredible outing as far as the pitches are concerned, but nice to see him have a scoreless outing after the rough up he had last week. Christopher Sanchez, 5 innings, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 6 Ks, 1 walk on 92 pitches. Got knocked around a little bit here in this one. 17 whiffs, 20 CSW percent, APLV. He's fine. This is a rough outing. Sometimes guys, I don't want to say he's a contact pitcher because he's absolutely not given his whiff rate, but sometimes guys can get knocked around a little bit. That's what seemed to have happened here. Seth Lugo goes 5 innings, 7 earned runs, 7 hits, 3 Ks, 2 walks on 90 pitches, 8 whiffs, 23 CSW percent. Yikes. Pitch modeling didn't hate it, but the results kind of speak for themselves here. Bryce Miller, 5 2/3, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 11 Ks, no walks on 90 pitches. He is so close to being a pitcher of the day here. So close to being an outstanding outing. 19 whiffs, 33 CSW percent, just allowed a few too many. A-minus POV grade, and Miller continues to be really, really excellent for the Mariners. Finally, in the Bigot Bowl, Jeffrey Springs goes 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks, 87 pitches, 15 whiffs, and 32 CSW percent. CPLV grade for him. He dueled off against Landon Roop, who went 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 6 Ks, 1 walk on 108 pitches, 11 whiffs, and 25% CSW percent CPLV. Yep, happy Pride Month, you guys. These two bigots went and had fairly mediocre outings. Give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily SP roundup, also hosted by our very own Jake Crumpler, as we now move on to the reliever report, where I talk about all the saves and who blew it from yesterday's game. The saves are Aroldis Chapman, his 15th save of the year. Jacob Latz, his 15th as well. Trent Thornton for the Chicago Cubs picked up his first save of the year in strange circumstances. Mason Barnett picked up his second save of the year. And Eniel De Los Santos picked up his 5th save of the year for the Astros. Who blew it? Craig Kimbrel. Still at his old age in baseball, still being frustrating. Roy Rays pitch a combined no-hitter through 8 innings. And what does Craig Kimbrel do? Allows a solo home run to break up the shutout, to break up the no-hitter. All over. Thank you, Craig Kimbrel. The Giants bullpen blew it. 3 innings, 6 earned runs, 9 hits, 3 Ks, 2 walks. I think they used about 5 arms to do it. So the Giants continuing to just fumble away leads and fumble away goodwill. Kenley Jansen, 1 earned run and 2 hits, was enough to not blow the save, but definitely allow for the Astros to get the go-ahead run in the 9th, and they would end up winning the game 2-1. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on all these relievers and more as we now look forward to today's slate of games. Full slate of games, of course, on this Friday. My picks to look out for here: Rockies versus the Twins. It is Sugano versus Taj Bradley. The Phillies versus the Mets. It is Zach Wheeler versus Thornton. Zach Thornton, who is making his second career MLB start. And then it is the Cubs at the Brewers. Always a good Lake Michigan matchup. It is Colin Ray versus Jacob Mizorowski. But my game of the day to watch here is going to be the Yankees versus the Red Sox. Rivalry game. Not that it matters very much in the standings at this point, but it's Will Warren versus Peyton Tolley. Good matchup here. That is going to be my picks of the day, and that's going to be the First Pitch podcast today. For more information on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast releasing tomorrow, or actually today, rather, when you listen to this, with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.